This month, we salute women in the driver's seat in a nod to Women's History Month. It was nurse Clara Barton who founded the American Red Cross. Today, we take time to hear from Diane Peters Nguyen, the new CEO of the Red Cross of the Hawaii and Pacific region. A graduate of Kamehameha Schools, she looked to her native Hawaiian roots from her grandmother's side for validation that the Hawaii Red Cross was the right place for her to be.
It is an amazing history, and I think, you know, Catherine, when I was initially thinking about the job, and it was after Coralie Matayoshi, of course, retired after like 17 years at the helm, and January of last year, you know, this whole long process started, and then it stopped because of the pandemic, and then it started up again. But along the way, I was, you know, I said, is this the right thing? Is this a good fit? And then the more I learned, I got connected to the stories and the mission. And so the legacy of strong women leadership in the Red Cross is one of the things that really attracted me. So the American Red Cross grew out of this international Red Cross movement in Europe, and Clara Barton, of course, founded it following her experiences on the battlefields, really, of the Civil War. And she was just such a pioneer and a, you know, rule breaker herself. She was an amazing woman. She started the American Red Cross when she was almost 60 years old.
Wow.
And just did so many things that people thought couldn't be done. And so, you know, out of her work, then there was a congressional charter in the turn of the century. But here in Hawaii, it was really through the work of Queen Liliuokalani in her final month that she, you know, helped launch the American Red Cross here in Hawaii in 1917 and launched, you know, the first membership drive, which was so incredibly successful that something like a third of the island's adult population became members of the Red Cross, including the Queen.
I know. That was just amazing for me to read. And then I also learned that what sewed the flag and that's flying at the Diamond Head office.
Yes. And so when I learned of this flag that she sewed personally and with her helpers, it flew over Iolani Palace during World War II. And so when the first day on the job, I asked to be shown this flag. They took me into where it was on the wall. It's encased, you know, it's in glass and everything. And although it did fly again for the centennial here in 2017, but I just, you know, felt the Queen's mana coming through. And I just felt like, okay, I'm in the right place at the right time.
It's important, though, to make those connects when you're trying to figure out, yeah, like you said, is this a good fit?
There were just so many stories along the way. So I've been, you know, speaking to different groups. I was last week speaking to a group of women leaders and this week to another women's group. But just, you know, sharing the things that I've learned and then the stories that have connected me along the way. And it's really amazing. And I feel so grateful to be part of this organization. It's really kind of amazing.
Because you took over and we had this pandemic, this health crisis, I know there was lots of concern because I think we had a hurricane barreling down and was like, how do we do this, you know, distancing in a shelter? And do we just encourage people to stay home if you can or go to someone else's home because you don't want 300 people at a shelter?
That's right. That's very true. And initially, of course, with the run-up to Hurricane Douglas when I had just started, there was all of that. We had shifted all the protocols to handle the things during the pandemic. And so, like you said, everything from social distancing to doing the health screening when people come in to doing the frequent cleansing. But having, you know, more room at the shelters meant either opening more shelters. In the end, they, of course, opened the Hawaii Convention Center, but still needing more volunteers. And the demographic of our volunteers tend to be, you know, a little bit older and in that age group where they are concerned about, you know, being out and in the midst of people and in closed spaces. So we really had to and still have to make huge efforts to recruit, you know, a younger demographic and more diverse. And it also has given the whole Red Cross a need to focus on having the communities strengthen themselves. And what I mean by that is by looking to these communities, and especially in the rural areas, where, you know, something happens out in Hana, there's one road in and one road out. And that's true for many of our communities here on the islands, as well as, you know, we also cover Guam, which you're from, and yeah. American Samoa and NMI, Saipan. So, but strengthening the communities that we serve means recruiting volunteers from those communities and training them up, and not so much of, you know, flying in lots of people from the mainland, because we found that a lot of the things can be done remotely. And so this has been a shift for the whole Red Cross, even, you know, during this 2020 unprecedented right year in terms of natural disasters.
And while we're getting out of this situation with the pandemic and, you know, as more people get vaccinated, the need hasn't gone away because, you know, houses still burn down, storms keep coming.
Right. That's right. We say that, you know, emergencies don't stop in a pandemic, and neither does the Red Cross. And so we have here in Hawaii about every 4 to 7 days responding to some kind of emergency or disaster. So as you said, the most common, it would be the home fires, but certainly there's flooding events, you know, even with, you know, there's a helicopter crash or a plane crash, or when a neighborhood or block is cordoned off for some kind of domestic looting or, you know, whatever it may be, the Red Cross is responding.
I know that you offer also first aid classes, you know, certification
yes.
for folks that are trying to become lifeguards or EMTs. So have you been able to pivot with those types of classes and workshops?
Oh, great question. Yeah, the Red Cross offers lifeguard certification and classes for the, you know, beach side of things, as well as pool lifeguards. We have swimming classes. Unfortunately, those are on hiatus, but we've continued through the pandemic with the CPR, AED, and first aid classes. So there's a portion that you do online, so it's kind of a hybrid, and it's quite extensive. And then you do some of it in person. So that is at our headquarters, which is kind of at the base of Diamond Head there. Still do that.
Right.
And that would just be redcross.org/take-a-class.
Okay, so some of those things are still being offered. And then I guess we'll just have to wait and see how this pandemic goes and the vaccinations, and then see what else you can resume.
Yes, and as far as the vaccination goes, we're actually now across Hawaii and the mainland as well. We have approval to help and assist at mass vaccination clinics. And so here we've been, for the last few weeks, I believe three or four events at Tripler Army Medical Center. Our Red Cross volunteers have been out, and I got to go in the last couple weeks. And, you know, it was just a thrill to put on the Red Cross vest and be part of that team. And we even had a group of young Red Cross nurse volunteers who were actually administering the vaccine. So, you know, I was only doing the traffic control part, but we're always recruiting volunteers to serve in, you know, numerous roles and help out in different ways.
Okay. And then I know you just got a big donation from a company.
Yes.
What was that? I'm trying to think.
Island Energy. Yeah, that was really exciting. And we just did a masked check presentation, and I think that was covered. And so, yeah, the need for donations still continues, you know, in fact, increases because the push towards having what we call non-congregate shelters, you know, putting people up in hotels or motels, obviously increases the expenses. But even with, you know, responding to home fires, we will provide for families financial assistance. So if they need to go and buy food or they, you know, need to stay in a hotel, we will provide that assistance. And so, yes, we are always in a fundraising
right.
mode.
That was Diane Peters-Wynn, CEO of the Red Cross. We should mention that March 24th is American Red Cross Giving Day. On the 20th of this month, more than a dozen volunteers from across the Pacific will be honored for their tireless contribution to this service organization. This past week, Honolulu Hale was lit up in red. Look to the Aloha Tower in the weeks to come, as it too will light up in red to mark Red Cross Month.